Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of the good to come, not the very image of the things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect those who draw near. Or else would not they have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers, having been once cleansed, would have had no more consciousness of sins? But in those sacrifices there is yearly reminder of sins, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Therefore when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Whole burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no pleasure in." Then I said, "Look, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll of a book, to do your will, God." Previously saying, "Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor took pleasure in, which are offered according to the law," then he said, "Look, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every priest indeed stands day by day serving and often offering the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins, but this one, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from that time waiting until his enemies are made the footstool of his feet. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them, after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts, I will also write them on their minds. And I will remember their sins and their iniquities no more." Now where forgiveness of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way, through the curtain, that is to say, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how to motivate one another to love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and a fierceness of fire which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who disregards the law of Moses dies without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment, do you think, will he be judged worthy of, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay." Again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the former days, in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly, being exposed to insults and abuse in public, and sometimes you came to share with others who were treated in the same way. For you both had compassion on them that were in chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an enduring one. Therefore do not throw away your boldness, which has a great reward. For you need patient endurance so that, having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But the righteous will live by faith, and if he holds back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrinks back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the saving of the soul.